Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Hey, how you doing? We have a special guest calling in from on the road, actually. Train. He's in motion. Zoe's in motion, yeah. Poppy, Champs, and performs along with Judy Gold, Michelle, so Adam Lehman, and Bob Montgomery tonight at Gotham Comedy Club. It's 208 West 23rd Street. You don't want to miss her because she's on a 3-hour train ride right now, working her way to do her comedy magic at Gotham Comedy Club in New York City. 8:30 tonight, you can make your reservations. But I think we need to do a tribute song to her before we begin our show, don't you? And nothing says comedy tribute like this song by Tom Carozza.
After Mass, just last Sunday, my sweetie pie and I went out to eat. We each ordered 8 pierogies, 4 potato, 2 cheese, and 2 meat. Hers was gone within an instant. I had eaten 6 and still had 2. Her eyes were full of love and hunger. So I asked, what would you do? She's my 10 pierogi girl, my 10 pierogi girl. She packs them in like no one else does. Yes, my 10 pierogi girl, my 10 pierogi girl. She's twice the girl that she once was. I had 2 surviving pierogies on my dish, wearing cute little onions like a vest. It looked better than I could ever wish, and could lead to cardiac arrest. My mouth was drooling and my taste buds were bursting from the smell of pork. But my baby yearned for my 2 pierogies, so I pushed them on her plate with my fork. She's my 10 pierogi girl, my 10 pierogi girl, my Polish ray of hope, a living dream. Yes, my 10 pierogi girl, my 10 pierogi girl, she goes good with a spoon of sour cream. She smiled when she finished, what a date. Lots of love went into that meal. Our hearts and our stomachs did inflate, and the gravy on my shirt did congeal. Don't be stingy when it comes to your loved ones. Give them everything you've got without fear. Laugh and give thanks that you found her while you watch your pierogies disappear. She's my 10 pierogi girl, my 10 pierogi girl. She eats them fast and doesn't ever gag. Yes, my 10 pierogi girl, my 10 pierogi girl. I'll never need a doggy bag. I'll never need a doggy bag.
Did you tell her what we did?
you show her all the things we used and how to tie a knot? Did you tell her?
Coffee roaster and comes out handsome.
Ooh.
Careful. It's science.
Science was tricky.
Step two. Perky, perky, percolator.
Say, how do you get the handsome from the bean?
Our world champion barista wrangles the handsomeness right out of the bean.
Wow, that's one hot brew. Want to wrangle me too?
Finally, the most important part. Service with a smile and slurp up the handsome.
Heavenly. It's the second coming of coffee.
Wow, this coffee's so handsome, even I'm attracted to it.
Is it me or the coffee that's so hot?
It's definitely the coffee.
Ah, nuts.
No, beans.
I love flicking beans.
Every cup starts right here in glamorous, sunny Los Angeles, Hollywoodland, California. Handsome coffee. They've got beans and brawn. Aw, heck, let's just sing about it.
Put some hot, handsome coffee to your lips. Get better looking with every sip. Try the most attractive coffee we ever seen. It's the handsome roasted coffee bean.
It's the handsome roasted coffee bean. Hello, handsome.
Handsome coffee. Coffee made handsome.
Hello.
Warning, may cause sudden effects of handsomeness and good-lookingness.
I love that. Thank you, Apple Sisters. And previous to that was my favorite singing group, Betty. And speaking of favorites, we've got somebody online now. Oh, the chat, okay. The chat room is lighting up. That's terrific. All right, she's literally calling from on the road. Yes, everybody's favorite comic, Poppy Champlin. I hope I'm saying it right. Her stand-up pedigree is flawless, from her latest Showtime special, Pride, and logo special, One Night Stand-Up, to Oprah Winfrey and a featured story on Entertainment Tonight. She's a winner of The Joan Rivers Show and a panel guest on Comics Unleashed with Byron Allen. She is also a favorite on Atlantis and Olivia Cruises. You can find out more about her by going to www.poppychemplin.com. And she's open for a lot of great comics like Ray Romano, Dennis Leary, Bill Mayer, Bill Hicks, and Rosie O'Donnell. She's got too many club appearances to say, but as I said earlier in the broadcast, tonight, if you're in the New York City area, you can catch her at the Gotham Comedy Club. Oh, that's right, with another one of my favorites, Judy Gold, and Michelle Buteau, Adam Lehman, I think I'm saying that right, and Bob Montgomery. And that's tonight at 8:30. The doors open at 7 p.m. You must be 18 or older. You can go to Gotham Comedy Club and make your reservation for tonight's Wednesday Night Fever. And the number there is 212-367-9000. So I know she's on a train, so anything background you might hear, she's literally on the road and calling in. So let's open her line now, and we'll see if Poppy's there. Poppy, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I said you're literally on the road, Poppy, on your way into Gotham Comedy Club tonight.
Can you hear the train? I'm in the bathroom on the train.
It's actually much better than a lot of the acoustics I usually get, so it's not a problem.
Uh-huh.
So you're coming in tonight to be at Gotham for this great show. I love Judy Gold. I love, love, love
her. Yeah, it's going to be a fun, fun show. Yep, definitely looking forward to it. It's going to be fun. Got a bunch of new stuff to do, and trying out my new song. You know, now I kind of put a song in almost every time I sing. That, I mean, every time I perform, I have like a little parody song that I do. And I don't know if you saw, did you see Mary Poppins? I mean, Saving Mr. Banks?
Yeah, Mary Poppins. Did I see?
Oh,
yes,
my
Saving
God.
Mr. Banks? Yes.
Right. So she's such a great little character. And it just reminded me so much of Sound of Music. Did you see that by the chance?
Yes. I have confidence in confidence alone.
Well, and then Carrie Underwood was just horrendous in it, absolutely. But so now I'm doing the parody of These Are a Few of My Favorite Things. I think I'm getting Alzheimer's lately. I don't know why. But
no, it's the memory thing. We all
have
it.
Yeah, it's going. It's really going. I'm like, wow. Really?
Why the
really
hell
is.
Am I standing at the bottom of the stairs, and where was I going, up or down?
Oh, it's getting scary. Like, I have to, like, really stop in the middle of my sentences, to know where I was going in that sentence.
It's terrible. But you know what's pretty amazing, Poppy, because you have been performing coast to coast for years now, not that you're old, but you've been performing a long time since you were young.
30.
And and it's funny how you'll forget things in life, like as you're talking to somebody, but on stage you pretty much just keep going. You never have a moment where you go.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I can't do that. And why, of all songs to parody, did you pick one that you'd have to memorize the most amount of things in?
I know, but I don't do the whole thing ever. You know what I mean?
Right.
I only take a piece of it and then chop it up and chop and then make it a parody, because nobody wants to listen to a parody go on forever.
Yeah, that's a long song. That's a long song.
That's
so
a long song.
Tell us a little bit of back history. I know you're at Gotham tonight at 8:30. Doors open at 7, Gotham Comedy Club, 208 West 23rd Street. And so tell us a backstory, because you have a theater background as well. You're not just a singing comic out of nowhere. Tell us about your theater background.
That's true. I did go to the University of Rhode Island and got a BFA in theater, and I say that really wasn't my degree. Those were my marks that I got in the two classes. I did, and I pursued that right after that, and I went to Texas, and I got into a cabaret out there, and I was singing, dancing, and telling jokes, so I was doing the triple threat. And basically, I still kind of am a triple threat, although not dancing, more like singing, comedy, and acting, really.
Well, weren't you in the musical recently, Titanic?
Yes, Titanic, yeah, that was amazing. I was Alice Bean, and I was the comic relief in Titanic. There is such a thing.
Because God knows they need it.
Yeah, totally.
That's fun. So you have your theater background, and then you got into stand-up. Where was the first club you performed in?
The very first gig I ever was going to actually have outside of the college scene was at Paco's Tacos. And I was going to do a show there. I don't know how I talked him into it, but he was going to let me do it. And then I got there and the place was closed, so that was strange. And then, so I ended up doing it anyway for my two fans, my father and his girlfriend, outside under a street light.
You gotta
so
love
under
that.
A street light. Yeah.
So that's good. So you've been doing it there, and then so you've been on the road now, and you have a lot of great TV credits as well.
Yeah, I noticed you said some really great things about me. Thank you.
It's amazing
I did
what
all I forgot about the entertainment tonight.
Find out about you in 10 minutes.
Exactly.
But it's good. So tell us about the other performers tonight. I know Judy Gold, and I think I've worked with Michelle, but I don't know the other one. So tell us about that.
Yeah, I don't either. You know, a lot of times that's the way it goes. You get there
There's a picture I posted of you and Bob Montgomery.
Well, yeah, I know Bob because he's the booker.
Oh, yeah? Where's your accent from?
My accent, I'm Rhode Island.
Rhode Island? Okay,
I sound,
oh, yeah.
I sound like I have a... Oh, yeah, did I sound like that? You're right.
Yeah. Just for a second. So do you have any CDs out or DVDs out people can buy?
Yes, I have a DVD out called There's Just Something About Poppy, and they can just go to my email, pophaha1@gmail.com, and just send me a little note saying that they want one, and then I can send one out, and they can pay me the cost of it and shipping, and that's it. I don't have it on PayPal yet, and I should, but I don't.
PayPal or a CD Baby?
Or CD Baby, that's what I got to get. There's so
CD
many
Baby,
things
yeah.
you got to keep up with. Hmm.
So how long is the show tonight at Gotham Comedy Club?
Well, I imagine it'll go till 10, probably 10.
10. And, you know, the thing about Gotham, I really like it. It's nice, it's clean, and you can get something to eat there, too, as well. Not just
yeah,
drinks.
Yeah,
Gotham's
a great
club. If you want to make a dinner night of it, you can do that as well.
Yeah,
and that's always fun. And so you've opened for a lot of guys I see here.
Yeah,
Ramona,
I
Dennis
have.
Larry, Bill Mayer, Bill Hicks
right.
That was a while ago.
Yep. Yeah.
And Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah.
Do you like opening?
And Paula Poundstone and what?
Paula, wow.
Yeah.
Wait,
I
there's more. You've got to update your bio.
Is Paula's on there, isn't she? Oh,
nope.
No, not in the bio. She's in the resume.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But it's always good. And how would you describe your comedy? The styling. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
You were just a cartoon episode.
It's like it's always crazy wackadoo. It's starting out with a bit with what does the fox say, and then going into my Thanksgiving, Christmas jokes.
No, you don't have to tell me your set. I just meant your style of comedy.
Oh, well, that's kind of it, really. It opens with fun, crazy wackadoo, and then goes into kind of what's happening in the time.
Jokes, monologues, it's a combination. You would say it's a compilation of comedy?
Yeah.
Compilation. You didn't happen to see...
Compilation. Thank you.
Compilation comedy. You didn't happen
I'm
to see the... You're compilating right now. Did you happen to see the Kerry Washington, What Does My Girl Say parody on SNL?
No. Uh-huh.
Well, you've got to watch it. It is so funny. It is so hysterical. It is so hysterical.
I will watch that. What's that, her baby girl?
What? No, it's What Does My Gal Girl Say? Nya, 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 nya. It's just, you got to watch it.
Yeah.
I can't describe it.
I got to see
but
it.
But it's good. And the other performers, you don't know that well? Is that correct? You're working with them for the first time? Or Judy Gold,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, Judy Gold, of course. I know. I
hear her
now. You're
coming all the way from Rhode Island,
so
too.
I am.
And so
you know,
tell
it's
us
good
what...
because I just got to stay involved with the New York scene, even though I'm in Rhode Island, I'm still only a train ride away. So I just want to make sure that I stay involved and not just hide out in the woods like the fox. So,
like the fox.
Yeah.
And it's a three-hour journey. Do you perform in the Rhode Island area? People listen from all over here, so...
Oh, yeah, I do. I have lots of, I run my own show here in Rhode Island called Laughter. It's at Charlie O's down in Galilee, and we do that about once every 3 months. And then I just booked New Haven. It's February 6th. Maine, Algonquin, Maine is February 7th. And Charlie O's will be March 1st. And then I'm teaching a comedy class at Charlie O's starting January 21st. I'll start teaching.
Now, can they go to www.poppychamplin.com to find out?
Yes.
Am I saying your name right, by the way? Because I keep...
It's a little harder on the champ. You want to not be
is
so
Is it Champlin? I didn't want to say Champlin. I like Champlin.
Why?
Champlin.
I want to know why, because nobody wants to.
Champlin. Poppy Champlin. Because it could be Poppy Champ or Poppy Champlin. It's just like there should have been one more letter. Like Champlain.
People have a hard time.
Or Champagne. Poppy Champagne would have been a really great stage name.
Poppy Champlain.
Poppy Champagne.
Yeah. I'm going to change entirely to Poppy Doyle is what I'm going for.
Poppy Doyle?
Doyle. Oh, my God.
I got it after Popeye Doyle. Yeah, and that's great. So, and how often do you perform at Gotham? Do you just come in once a month for this, or?
Yeah, well, whenever he asks me, which is probably once every 6 months.
Oh, all right. I know I got the pleasure of working together with you and Michelle Balin's show.
Yeah, I remember that.
And it's great seeing you perform live. That was terrific.
You too.
And
you were great. Yeah.
Yes, I do
you
like to sing
too.
My act, too.
Yeah, I see that. Nice.
Yeah, I've got the, okay, let's give that time again. Okay, the show's at 8:30, but you want to get there at 7 to get those good seats and get your orders in, because I don't think they like to serve during the show. Yeah, they like to have you have your two-drink minimum during the show, so you want to get in there early, sit, mingle. A lot of great people there, too. You have always an interesting mix of people that come to these shows. They're very fun people. So some I knew from Facebook. That came to see from Facebook, and I was like, and they go, Nancy? I go, yeah. And they go, I'm your Facebook friend. I go, oh, okay.
But
definitely Judy Gold, the ever-evolving Judy Gold, will have some interesting takes on things. God bless her. She's always doing something out there.
And
she's really a lot of good credits to her name. I don't know about Michelle Buteau other than I think I've performed with her in various venues. And Bob Montgomery, you know him, so tell us a little bit about him.
Well, all I really know is that he, you know, he's the producer, creator of the show, Homo Comicus, and he is always basically the ringleader. So he hosts it and books it. So
that's awesome.
It's just little,
are you headlining tonight?
I can't imagine that I would headline over Judy Gold, so I doubt it.
Well, it's a close. You're two
it's
different
close.
Styles.
It's close.
It's a two different styles. So if they want to see who's headlining, they're just going to have to show up there. Okay,
yeah,
Poppy's.
Exactly.
Let's give your website. Spell it out for them slowly. Your website.
Poppychamplin, and it looks like my train is stomping and. I don't know whether we're getting close to New York.
It's okay. We're doing good. We're doing good. I can play off with the song. So any last information you want to give about yourself? I know it's going to be a great show. You want to go see this at the Gotham Comedy Club, which, by the way, is one of the premier clubs in New York City. So you really want it. You're really going into a nice club when you go to Gotham.
Yeah.
It's nice.
And that's why he wanted me last month. But I didn't. I said I cannot do it. I cannot come in 3 hours to do a show if it's going to be downstairs. Because sometimes they make us go downstairs.
Oh yeah,
they can
I just
go
did.
Down.
You mean the vintage room?
Yeah, I don't want to play down there if I'm coming 3 hours. I want the big beautiful room.
I don't blame you. I booked something. They booked me for Gotham, and when I got there, they go, "Oh no, you're downstairs." I'm like, "Well, if you had told me that."
I know.
If you're going to see Poppy tonight, my friends, you're going upstairs. You're going to the big room where the big girls play.
Shelf,
yes.
Top shelf, baby.
top shelf. And that's Poppy. And you want to follow her on Facebook to see where she'll be performing next.
Great.
Poppy gives a great show. It's full
so
body with nice legs.
Woo-hoo!
Full-bodied with nice legs, like a fine wine. So check out Poppy tonight. Gotham Comedy Club.